الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يوفقني ويوفقكم لما يحبه ويرضاه. كنا أمس قد تكلمنا عن أن الكفر ينقسم إلى أقسام ثلاثة. If you remember, we mentioned yesterday that blasphemy is of three types. كفر اعتقادي وكفر فعلي وكفر قولي. Blasphemous convictions, blasphemous doings, and blasphemous sayings. نكمل الكلام إن شاء الله اليوم من حيث كنا وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped yesterday. القاعدة المقررة أن من تلفظ بكلمة الكفر كفر. The general rule is that the one who utters a blasphemous statement blasphemes. لكن لهذه القاعدة استثناءات. But there are exceptions for this rule. الاستثناء الأول عدد هذه الاستثناءات خمسة. The number of these exceptions is five. There are five exceptions. أول الاستثناءات حالة سبق اللسان. The first exception is the slip of the tongue. أي أن يتكلم الشخص بلفظ كفري من غير إرادة. أن يخرج منه هذا اللفظ من غير إرادة. That is for the person to utter a blasphemous statement but without his intention, unintentionally, as a slip of the tongue. يعني جرى الكلام على لسانه من غير أن يكون هو قصد أن يقوله. بل خرج منه بغير إرادة. مثل أن يقصد أن يقول لإنسان تعالى فيقول له اذهب. هذا مثال عن خروج الكلام بغير إرادة. So this case applies when one wants to say something, but he says another thing without having the intention of saying this other statement. It gets out without his intention. Or when one does not want to say anything, and then the statement gets out without his intention. This is the case of the slip of the tongue. Like if one says to another person, if one wants to call another person, ask him to come to him, and he tells him, go away, instead of come to me, for example. This is an example of the slip of the tongue. ومثل لهذه الحالة في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. An example of this situation was given by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. مثل عليه الصلاة والسلام برجل أضاع دابته في الصحراء حيث لا يوجد أحد فقعد ينتظر الموت. ثم إذا بها رجعت إليه بعد أن انفلتت منه رجعت إليه من شدة فرحه أراد أن يشكر الله أراد أن يقول اللهم أنت ربي وأنا عبدك، فسبق لسانه فقال اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام gave an example of this situation. This example was a man who was alone in the desert. He lost his the animal carrying his stuff, his food and other things. So he sat waiting to die. And suddenly he finds the animal came back to him. So he is very happy. He wants to thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to say, O Allah, you are my Lord, I am your slave. Out of his happiness, he makes a mistake and he says, O Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord, as a slip of the tongue. This is an example mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam of the slip of the tongue. في هذه الحالة لا يؤاخذ الإنسان بما خرج منه من اللفظ. In this case, one is not accountable for the statement that he uttered. والحالة الثانية حالة غيبوبة العقل. The second case is the absence of the mind when one utters a statement while his mind is absent. وهذا يشمل عدة أحوال. This covers different situations. المجنون داخل، النائم داخل، الولي الذي غاب عقله بالوجد فتكلم بكلام مخالف للشرع بسبب ذلك داخل. One case or one situation is the situation of the person who loses his mind, who becomes insane, crazy. The second situation is the situation of the sleeping person. A third situation is the situation of a wali, a very pious person, who out of his great love to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gets to a point that he does not anymore feel what is going around him. Or let me, he does not feel, he does not conceive what is going around him, and because of that, he acts and he talks with unintentional acts and statements, words. في كل هذه الأحوال الشخص لا يؤاخذ بما ينطق به. In all these situations, the person is not accountable for what he says. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بيّن هذا في حديثه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made this clear in his hadith. أن المجنون مرفوع عنه القلم حتى يستيقظ حتى يصحو والنائم حتى يستيقظ. In the hadith, it is clarified that the crazy person is not accountable for what he says. The pen is lifted from him, that is the angels do not write sins on him when he utters bad statements or the like until he becomes cured. And the sleeping person, the pen is lifted from the sleeping person until he wakes up. والولي الذي غاب عقله بالوجد مثلهما. And the pious person who loses his whose mind becomes absent is like the crazy person and the sleeping one. كل ولي من أولياء الله الذي يصل إلى درجة الولاية قلبه يكون فيه الوجد والجذب. والولي هو الذي أدى الواجبات كلها، ومن جملة ذلك، ولا يستطيع ذلك إلا بتعلم علم الدين ما فرض الله عليه من العلم. تعلم ما فرض الله عليه من العلم وأدى الواجبات واجتنب المحرمات كلها ثم أكثر من النوافل، بهذا يصير وليا، أي إذا فعل ذلك لوجه الله تعالى. Who's the wali? A wali. A wali is someone who learns the amount of knowledge that Allah made an obligation upon him and applies it. He does all the obligations, he or she refrains from all the sins and becomes steadfast to do a lot of optional good deeds. If the person, for the sake of Allah, if the person reaches this level, then this person becomes a wali. And each one of these people, the one who becomes a wali, his heart is full of this feeling, which we call in Arabic al-jazb, يعني شدة تعلق القلب بمحبة الله تبارك وتعالى, which is a great love to Allah تبارك وتعالى in one's heart. ثم بعد هذا الأولياء قسمان. Now these walis are of two types. قسم هذا الوجد الذي يجدونه في قلوبهم لا يؤثر على ظواهرهم, لا يمنع, لا يغيب عقولهم. A part of these walis, marvelous feeling that they have in their hearts, this great love to Allah and the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that they have in their heart, does not prevent them from controlling their bodies. It does not cause an absence of their minds. It does not overcome their minds. So they control their bodies. يتكلمون بإرادة ويتصرفون بإرادة. So they speak while they are aware of what they say. They act while they are aware of what they do. هؤلاء هم الذين يقتدى بهم. These walis are those whom one should take them as an example to follow. لأن أفعالهم مقيدة بالشريعة. Because they do what they do based on the rules of the religion. وقسم من الأولياء وهؤلاء وأكابر الأولياء كلهم هكذا. And the highest among the walis, all of them, they are of this type. الإمام أحمد الرفاعي مثلا, حتى لا نذكر أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وطلحة والزبير وأمثال هؤلاء. So if we don't want to mention Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali, Talha, Az-Zubayr, and Aisha, and so on, these great companions who were all like this. If we don't want to mention them, for example, Al-Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i, Al-Imam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Shah Naqshband, and similar people, they are all of this type. كانوا قدوة للناس. They were good examples for the people. رغم هذه المحبة الشديدة التي في قلوبهم. Despite this great love to Allah تبارك وتعالى that they have in their hearts. هذا الشعور ما يستطيع الواحد منا أن يعرفه بالوصف. This is not something, this feeling is not something that one of us can know just by hearing a description of it. إنما من ذاق عرف. Rather, the one who reaches this level will know what is this feeling. Because he will experience it. مرة شيخ عبد الله قال, يعني أرسل بعض إخواننا في البيت لحاجة والآخر لحاجة والآخر لحاجة, ثم بقي واحد أراد أن يخرجه من البيت. قال اذهب انزل إلى الطريق انظر أحد يريد أن يأكل يأتي يأكل معنا. Once Sheikh Abdullah told everyone to go out of his house in a polite way. رضي الله عنه. He asked someone to do something, another one to do another thing, a third one to do. And the last one he told him, go to the street and check, is there anyone who wants to eat? So he would come and eat with us. واحد منهم رجع بسرعة. One of them, he came back quickly. وجد الشيخ على الأرض في غرفته وهو يبكي بكاء يعني شديدا جدا. He found Sheikh Abdullah on the ground, on the floor, in his room, crying in a very strong way. So he knew that of himself. So that's why he got rid of the people. This is something that the one who knows it, who feels it, knows it, this feeling. Anyway. هؤلاء وقسم ثاني من شدة انشغال قلوبهم بالمحبة عقولهم تغيب. Another type of walis, these are the ones who didn't reach the highest levels. Because of the feelings that they have in their hearts, their minds become absent. قلبه مشغول بما هو فيه فلا يدرك كثيرا مما يجري حوله. His heart is busy with that feeling. So he does not conceive many things that occur around him. في هذه الحال قد يتكلم بشيء بغير إرادة وهو لا يعي ما يقول. In this situation, he or she might say a statement involuntarily, without knowing what he's saying. أو قد يتصرف تصرفا لا يعيه. Or he or she might do an act without knowing what he or she is doing. هؤلاء إذا كانوا في هذه الحال لا يقتدى بهم. These ones, if they are in when they are in such situations, they are not examples to be followed. لأن أعمالهم في تلك الظاهرة في تلك الحال لا تكون مقيدة بالشريعة. Because their apparent sayings and doings at that time are not based on the rules of the religion. قد يقول الواحد منهم كلاما فيه إيذاء للمسلم قد يسبه. One of them might say harmful words. He might curse someone. بل قد يصدر منه كلام كفري. Even he might say a blasphemous statement. قد يضرب إنسانا فيؤذيه. He might hit someone and hurt him. قد يقف في مكانه لا يتحرك يوما أو يومين أو ثلاثة. He might stay standing in one place without moving 1, 2, or 3 days. أو أكثر, or even more. في هذه الحال لا يكونون قدوة. In this situation, they wouldn't be examples for people to follow. العلماء قالوا أمثال هؤلاء يجمعهم الخليفة الوالي في مكان ويعتني بهم ويمنعهم من مخالطة الناس. يمنع الناس من مخالطتهم. The scholars said, when these people are in such situations, the ruler gathers them in a place, takes care of them, and prevents them from interfering with the people. حَتَّى لَا يَنْضَرَّ أَحَدٌ بِمُخَالَطَتِهِمْ. So no one would be harmed by interfering with them. لَيْسَ فَقَطْ حَتَّى لَا يَنْضَرَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ حَتَّى لَا يَنْضَرَّ فِي الدِّينِ وَهُوَ الْأَهَمْ. Not just so one wouldn't be harmed physically. No. Not just that. But for one not to be harmed in his religion, which is more important. لأنه قد يرى من أحدهم كرامة من الكرامات فيعتقد فيه ثم يراه يفعل شيئا يخالف الشريعة فيظن أن فعل هذا الشيء جائز. أو يسمعه يقول شيئا يخالف الشريعة فيظن أن قول هذا الشيء جائز. وهذا خطر كبير. Because one of them, because one might see a karama for one of these people. An extraordinary thing occurring on the hand of one of these people. And so, as a result of that, he believes that this man has a high status to Allah. And later, he might hear this man saying something wrong against the religion or doing something which is forbidden. And because he believes that he has a high status, he might think that it is permissible to say this statement or to do this act. And this is very dangerous. لذلك الخليفة يحجزهم عن الناس. This is why the caliph or the ruler should prevent them from interfering with the people. ولو صدر من واحد منهم كلمة تخالف الشريعة لا تكتب عليه، أو فعل يخالف الشريعة لا يكتب عليه إذا كان في هذه الحال. Now of course, if one of them is at this situation, if he or she says something which does not come forbidden or do something which is forbidden originally, this person is not accountable while he is in this situation. He is not sinful for that. لا مع ذلك نحن ننهاه عن هذا. Despite that, if we see him doing this or saying this, we stop him from that. بالطريقة التي ينتهي بها. Using the way, the efficient way for him or her to stop saying or doing that. أحيانا بمجرد المنع بالكلام، أحيانا بالنهر والزجر، أحيانا حتى بالضرب. Sometimes to prevent someone from harming himself or others, it is enough to say a statement. Sometimes you need to shout. Sometimes you might need to use force to stop this person from that. Isn't it the case? So one follows the efficient way to prevent that person from saying or doing these bad things. لكن هو في هذه الحال ليس عليه ذنب. As for himself, this is an obligation upon us. But that person in that moment is not accountable because he's acting without his intention. So he's not sinful for what he or she says or does. هذا شيء دقيق. This is a delicate matter. كثير من الناس لا يفرقون في هذه الأمور، لا يدركون هذه الأمور على وجهها، حكم هذه الأشياء في الشرع على وجهها. Many people, they do not understand these issues properly, the rules of these issues properly. بعضهم يقلد هذا الولي الغائب في كل ما يفعل. Some people follow and obey this wali whose mind is absent in all what he says or does. هذا غير مستقيم. This is not correct. بعضهم يقعد معه فإذا سمعه يتكلم بالكفر أو بالكلام المخالف للشرع لا ينهاه. يقول هو غائب، وإن كان هو عليه أن ينهاه عن هذا الكلام. Sometimes some people sit with such people, they hear from them blasphemous statements or forbidden issues, and they do not tell them to stop that because they think, okay, they are not acting intentionally, or even though you need to forbid al-munkar, you need to forbid al-munkar if you can. الله. طيب، فإذا الحالة الثانية حالة غيبوبة العقل. So the second case is the case of the absence of the mind. One is not accountable for what he says when he is or she is in that situation. واحد في أخبارنا الشيخ رحمه الله عن شخص في بلاده اسمه أحمد وداتو، قال هذا جد في الطاعة حتى في يوم من الأيام وقف ينظر إلى السماء وما عاد يعي شيئا حوله، غاب عقله من شدة الوجد، بقي شهرين واقفا في مكانه ينظر إلى السماء. الناس يأتون من بعيد يراقبونه، ينظرون، يقعد، يستريح، يأكل، يشرب، لا يجدونه لا يقعد ولا يأكل ولا يشرب ولا يستريح، وهو في مكانه شهرين هكذا ينظر إلى السماء، ثم بعد ذلك زال عنه هذا الذي هو فيه. Sheikh Abdullah told us about a person, he knew in his home country, his name is Ahmed Widdatu. He said this person was a very pious person, and one day suddenly he stood up looking to the sky without moving, and he stayed like that. Day after day, he was standing there. He never sat, he never ate, he never drank. Just stand. He never slept. Just standing there, one day after another. For two consecutive months, people used to come watch him during the day, during the night, from far away to see. Would he sit? He was standing not in a house or in the open land. So people used to watch him during the daytime, during the night time, to see would he sit, would he eat, would he sleep. He never sat or ate or slept for two consecutive months, just standing there looking to the sky. And then after 2 months, he woke up, if you want. He got out from that situation. في هذه الحال لا يكون مكلفا. The person who is in that situation wouldn't be accountable if his mind is absent. إذا كان عقله غائبا. الحالة الثالثة حالة الإكراه. The third type is, the third exception, is for one to be forced to say a statement. وَالْإِكْرَاهُ أَنْوَاعُ. How one is forced to do something or to say something, there are different types of that. يَخْتَلِفُ الْإِكْرَاهُ باختلاف الشيء المكره عليه. What is considered forcing someone to do something, يعني what is considered religiously an excuse in many times for one to do something because he is forced, the forcing religiously, what would be considered? Compulsion? Okay, so what is compulsion religiously? Compulsion. What is compulsion? Okay, you say it. What is compulsion in the religion? Yes. Well, this differs. MashaAllah. This differs from one situation to another. It differs according to the issue that one is forced to do it. If one wants you, forces you to give him money, what, without your acceptance, you don't want to do that. He wants to force you. What is considered compulsion in this case, differs from what is considered compulsion to divorce your wife, and it differs from what is considered compulsion to utter a blasphemous statement. So this issue of compulsion differs from one situation to another. يختلف ما يعد إكراها باختلاف المكره عليه. بعض الناس لا يفهم هذا الأمر على وجهه. Some people do not understand this matter properly. فيرى الفقهاء يقولون من الإكراه كذا وكذا وكذا وكذا، فيظن أن كذا وكذا 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 إكراه في كل الأحوال لكل شيء، وليس كذلك. Some people do not understand this matter properly. So they hear or read in a book of one of the great scholars, big scholars, or they hear from a scholar that compulsion includes such matter and such matter, such matter and such and such matter. This matter is considered compulsion. Another one, third one, fourth one, fifth one. So he thinks, because he doesn't understand properly the issue, he thinks, he or she thinks, that every one of these matters is considered compulsion in all the cases. وهذا خطأ. This is not the case. قد هلا حقول آمين وفيك. قد يحبسك إنسان لتطلق زوجتك، فإذا طلقتها في هذه الحال فأنت مكره. وقد يحبسك إنسان لتنطق بكلمة الردة، فإذا نطقت بكلمة الردة في هذه الحال فليس هذا إكراها يبيح لك ذلك الأمر. الأول إكراه إذا طلقت بسببه لا يقع الطلاق، أما الثاني فليس إكراها يمنع عنك الوقوع في الكفر إذا قلت كلمة الكفر. One might force you to divorce your wife, for example, by putting you in jail. So you do that. And one might try to force you to utter a blasphemous statement. So for that, one puts you in jail also. In the case of divorce, if you divorce your wife, in this case, the divorce does not take place. Because this is considered a compulsion, in this case, that prevents divorce from taking place. But if you utter the blasphemous statement in this case, then you blaspheme. Because this is not considered a compulsion that is an excuse for you to utter the blasphemous statement without falling into blasphemy. See, so compulsion differs from one situation to another. What I need, الذي أحتاج والذي أريد أن ألفت نظركم إليه هنا أمور ثلاثة. So what I want to draw your attention, there are three things that I want to draw your attention towards them now. الأمر الأول، انتبهوا من خطأ بعض الناس. قرأت في كتاب لواحد من معاصرين ينتسب إلى مذهب من المذاهب، وهو جريء على الكلام برأيه أصلا. كل حال ما بدنا ننتقل. يقول فيه: إذا أكره الإنسان على النطق بكلمة الردة لا يكفر. ثم يذكر أمثلة عن الإكراه، يقول: كأن أكره بقطع الإصبع، وهذا قطعا ليس إكراها يبيح له النطق بكلمة الردة. So I read in a book for a person who's living nowadays who claims following one of the mazahib. He's not. Anyway, he didn't understand what the scholars said. So among what the scholars mention when they talk about compulsion, they talk about cutting one's finger. In some cases, this is compulsion. So he said, if one is threatened by cutting one's finger, then it is permitted for him to utter the blasphemous statement. If one tells him, either you utter a blasphemous statement or I'll cut off your finger. In this case, this is not an excuse. But he said it is. This is not correct. Because he mixed up things. فانتبهوا لذلك. So be aware of this. الأمر الثاني أن الإكراه على الكفر الذي يبيح النطق بكلمة الردة هو القتل وما أدى وأفضى إليه. هذا هو المبيح للنطق بكلمة الكفر. Now what is the compulsion that makes it permissible for one to utter a blasphemous statement? Two issues. If one is threatened by being killed or by doing something that leads him to die. مثل أيش ما يؤدي إلى الموت؟ أحيانا الضرب الشديد المتواصل. What does lead to death? Sometimes being hit continuously in a strong way. أو أن يقطع عضوه ويترك لينزف إلى أن يموت. Or for his hand to be cut off, for example, and then left without being treated until he dies. بل قال بعض الفقهاء العذر في هذه الحال الإكراه بالقتل فقط. Even some scholars said what is an excuse in this situation is to be threatened only by killing one. That's it. So other types of compulsion are not excuses in this case for one to utter a blasphemous statement. ولا بد أكيد أن يصدق المهدد أن المهدد سينفذ ما يقول وأنه قادر على تنفيذه وأنه لا مهرب له من ذلك. Of course, in this situation, the one who's threatened has to believe in his heart that the threatening person is going to do what he is threatening to do, and he is able to do it, and that he, the threatened one, cannot escape it. Of course, these issues has to be satisfied for it to be considered an excuse for him or her to mention this statement. مثال ذلك ما حصل مع عمار بن ياسر رضي الله عنه. An example of that is what happened with Ammar ibn Yasir, the great companion. هدد أبوه بالقتل قيل لأبيه قيل أولا لأمه اكفري بمحمد اتركي دين محمد أو نقتلك فأبت فقتلوها. First his mother was threatened by death to leave out the religion of Islam. She did not accept. They killed her. ثم أمام عينيه before him. ثم هدد أبوه بعد ذلك. Then his father was threatened to leave out al-Islam. He didn't say what they wanted him to say. فقتلوه. They killed him. ثم عمار ضرب الضرب الشديد وقيل له سنقتلك إن لم تقل. فقال ما أرادوا. Then عمار was beaten severely and was told, we are going to kill you if you don't say such statement, a blasphemous statement. Ammar said what they wanted him to say. ثم ذهب إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فأخبره. Then he went to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and he told him, this is what happened. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال له, إذا عادوا فعد. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him, if they do this back, if they do it again with you, it is permissible for you to repeat what you did. من هنا من هذه القصة وغيره وغيرها من الأدلة الشرعية الفقهاء أخذوا حكم المكره. From this hadith and other religious proofs, the scholars deduced the ruling, the judgment of compulsion in this situation. الأمر الثالث أن هناك أشياء لو أكره الإنسان عليها لا يجوز له أن يفعلها. ليس كل شيء يكره عليه ولو كان هذا الذي يهدد به يعد إكراها ليس له فليس له أن يفعل. The third issue, be aware that not always in the case of compulsion the person is allowed, is permitted to do the thing that they threaten him, the thing that they ask him to do, that the threatening people ask him to do. Sometimes, even if one is threatened with something which is considered religiously a compulsion, one is not allowed to do what they ask him to do. Him or her. مثلا, لو قالوا له اقتل فلانا المسلم أو نقتلك أكرهوه بالقتل على قتل المسلم لا يجوز له أن يفعل. For example, if one is threatened by death, by being killed, to kill another Muslim unrightfully, it is not permissible for him to do it. Although, in this case, it is a case of compulsion, but still, it is not permissible for him to do that. لأنه لا يسبب إزهاق روح لإنقاذ روح. إزهاق روح محترمة لإنقاذ روح محترمة. Because it is not permitted for him to cause the death of a person, the killing of a person which is prohibited to be killed, to save a person which is prohibited to be killed. ما تتوسعوا فيها هي. And don't go far. I don't want to give more details about this issue. Just, I want to draw your attention to this issue. أنا لا أريد التوسع. أريد لفت انتباهكم في هذه الحال. ماذا يفعل في هذه الحال؟ يصبر. إذا قتلوه يكون شهيدا. What does he do in this case? he would be patient. If they kill him or her, then he or she would be a martyr. That's it. Just like that. اي نعم مفهوم هذا بس لا ينفي انه يبيح له النطق بتلك الكلمه احنا ما عم نحكي بذلك الامر هلا اذا اكره الانسان على النطق بكلمه الكفر او على فعل كفري ففعل لا يكفر الا كما قال اخونا اذا انشرح صدره بالكفر في حال الفعل. Now if one is threatened, if one utters a blasphemous statement under compulsion, one does not blaspheme. Or if one does a blasphemous doing under compulsion, one does not blaspheme. Except if while doing that, he feels happy with it, he likes it, then one blasphemes in this case, as you know, although he is forced to do it. وهذا يذكرني بشيء, and this reminds me of one issue. إذا الذي قلناه يعني what we said, إذا خافت المرأة الحامل على نفسها من الموت بسبب الحمل بعد نفخ الروح في الجنين فليس لها أن تسقطه لأنه يكون إزهاق روح تسبب بإزهاق روح لا يجوز إزهاقها ولو كان ذلك لإنقاذ نفس. If a woman is pregnant and after the soul enters in the body of her fetus, that is after 4 months of pregnancy, if she is told by a trustworthy doctor that keeping this pregnancy causes a danger on her life, even if he tells her, if you keep the child, you are going to die. Most likely you are going to die. It is not permitted for her to have abortion, to do abortion. Because in this case, if she does it, she would be killing someone, and it's not permissible to kill, who's not permissible to kill, to save someone. It doesn't work this way. Does not work this way. ومما ذكرنا يتبين أن المكره له حكم خاص في الشرع فلا يجوز تعميم حكمه على كل الناس. And from what we mentioned, it is clear that the person under compulsion has a specific rule in the religion. So it is not permissible to make this a general rule and apply this rule on everyone. يعني بعض الناس في أيامنا ماذا قالوا؟ قالوا الذي ينطق بالكفر لا يحكم بكفره إلا إذا كان منشرح الصدر بما يقول وقال هذا الكلام ليخرج من الإسلام ويعلم أنه كفر. شرط انشراح الصدر بما يقول للوقوع في الكفر هذا شرط في المكره لا في غيره، فلا يجوز تعميمه على الكل وجعله شرطا في كل إنسان ليحكم عليه بالكفر. Some people nowadays they say if someone utters a blasphemous statement, this person is not judged as a blasphemer except if this person feels enjoyment, feels that he agrees, that he's happy with this blasphemy that he or she utters. But this is not, this is the case of the person who's under the compulsion. And it's not the general case. Allah made this a condition for one to be judged as a blasphemer in the case of one who's under compulsion. It's not permissible for not to be considered. What did I say? Not to be considered a kafir in the case of the person who is under the compulsion. It is not permissible to make it a general case and to say everyone is not considered a blasphemer except when he says the blasphemous statement, except if he's happy with it. This rule does not exist in Sharia. هذا ليس حكم الشريعة بل حكم الشريعة خلاف ذلك. Rather, it's different from that. The rule of the religion differs from that. حكم الشريعة أن من نطق بالكفر بإرادته كفر. إن شرح صدره به أو لم ينشرح صدره به. إلا المكره فلا يكفر إلا إذا انشرح صدره بالكفر. هذا حكم الشريعة. The rule in the religion is the one who utters a blasphemous statement intentionally, with his intention, blasphemes, whether he feels happy with it or he does not feel happy with it, except in the case of one who's under compulsion. In this case, if he feels happy with it, he blasphemes. If he does not, then he does not. This is the rule of the religion. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بيّن ذلك صريحا في الحديث. This is clarified very explicitly in the hadith of the Prophet. في الصحيحين أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة ما يتبين فيها يزل بها في النار أبعد مما بين المشرق والمغرب. ما يتبين فيها يعني لا يعرف أنها تضره، لا يظنها ضارة، ما تبين له ضررها، ما عرف ضررها ضررها، يزل بها في النار، يهوي، يقع بها في النار أبعد مما بين المشرق والمغرب. البخاري and Muslim narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said إن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة ما يتبين فيها يزل بها في النار أبعد مما بين المشرق والمغرب. Which means one might utter a statement that he does not know that it is harmful, and despite that, because of this statement, he falls in hellfire for a distance farther than what's between the east and the west. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما قال يشترط أن ينشرح صدره بالكفر حتى يكتب عليه. The prophet never said the one who utters a blasphemous statement has to feel delighted about it, so it would be written on him, so he would be accountable for it. He never said that. بعضهم زاد على هذا. قال ولا بد حتى يحكم عليه بالكفر من أن يقصد الخروج من الإسلام, من أن يعرف أن هذا كفر وأن يقصد الخروج من الإسلام به. And some people added to that. They said for him to be judged as a blasphemer, he needs to know that what he is saying is blasphemy, and he needs to intend by saying it to go out of Islam. هؤلاء في وادي وحكم الشريعة في واد آخر. These people follow one way and the way of al-Islam, the path of al-Islam is totally a different way. وكلامهم ليس له مستند, and they don't have any proof for what they say. Allah yarhamuna. May Allah protect us from going astray. وكما قلنا إذا ثبت المكره فلم يجب الكفار لما أرادوا منه فهو أحسن, فإذا قتلوه كان شهيدا عند ذلك. As we said, if one is forced, if he is under the compulsion to say a blasphemous statement, if one remains steadfast, if one refuses to say it, then it is better. If they kill him, then one would be of her, then one would be considered a martyr. في الماضي في مصر حكم أناس من أهل الزيغ والضلال, من أهل البدع. Long time ago, more than 1,000 years ago, people of misguidance who claimed to be Muslims, where they were misguided, they were blasphemers, they ruled in Egypt. ضايقوا علماء أهل السنة كثيرا. They caused a lot of harm for the scholars of أهل السنة there, in that area. لأنهم يعرفون أن أهل العلم هم الذين يظهرون عوارهم. Because they know that the people of knowledge are those who are able to expose them and warn the people against the misguidance. أحيانا كانوا يأتون بالعالم من أهل السنة حتى يريدون منه أن يتبع مذهبهم. Sometimes they would bring a scholar among أهل السنة and ask him to follow their way. فيرفض, he would refuse. ما واحد منهم قبل. Not even one among those scholars accepted to do what they asked him to do. أحيانا ماذا كانوا يفعلون؟ كانوا يسلخون جلده عند لحمه. Sometimes they would skin him while he's alive. ثم يتركونه ليموت, يتعذب إلى أن يموت. Then they would leave him until he dies with a lot of torture. وأحيانا ليزيدوا في عذابه كانوا يرشون ملحا عليه. And sometimes to make his torture more, they would put salt on his flesh. مع ذلك, ما أحد من أولئك العلماء أجابهم إلى ما أرادوا. Despite that, no one among those scholars did what they wanted them to do. أي لا شك أن هذا هؤلاء أعلى مقاما عند الله، أكثر ثوابا ممن يجيب تحت الإكراه. With no doubt, such people have a higher status. They have more reward than the one who does what they want him or her to do under compulsion. مر بعض الصحابة شكوا للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام العذاب الذي ينزله الكفار بهم. One time when they were in Mecca, some of the companions complained to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام because the torture that the blasphemers used to cause to them, to do with them. النبي قال أمرهم بالصبر. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told them to be patient. وبشرهم بأن الإسلام سيكون له الظهور. And he told them that the religion of Islam will overcome. وأخبرهم أنه في الأمم السابقة كان المؤمنون يبتلون فيصبرون. And he told them that in the previous nations, the nations of the previous prophets, the believers used to be tortured and they were patient. كان أحدهم يوضع المنشار في مفرق رأسه فينشر يقطع نصفين ما يرده ذلك عن دينه. He told them one of them would be sawed. That is, the saw would be put here on the middle of his head, and then he would be cut in half, in two halves, and he wouldn't leave out al-Islam because of that. لا شك هذا أحسن. With no doubt, this is better. The situation is a better situation. لأن النبي حثهم على الاقتداء بهؤلاء. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام urged them to do what these people did. الحالة الرابعة هي حالة الحكاية لكفر الغير. The fourth exception is when one copies the statement of another person, a blasphemous statement from another person. من غير أن يكون راضيا ولا مستحسنا لما يقول هذا الغير. Of course, without him or her accepting or agreeing with what this blasphemous person says. ودليل ذلك في القرآن. The proof of that is in القرآن. الله تعالى قال وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله. Allah said in القرآن وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله, which means the Jews said عزير is the son of God. وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة. Another verse. وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة. The Jews said, Allah is stingy. إذا نقل الإنسان عن آخر قولا كفريا من غير أن يكون راضيا به ولا مستحسنا له لا يكفر. So if one copies, narrates what another person said, a blasphemous statement from another person, without agreeing with this blasphemy, without being happy with this blasphemy, One does not blaspheme. ولا فرق بين أن تكون أداة الحكاية في أول الكلام أو في آخر الكلام كما ذكرنا أمس. And whether the person mentions the whether the person mentions the quoting article at the beginning of what he says or at the end. وكما قلنا يعني إذا ذكرها فيما بعد تكون نيته من الأول أن يذكرها. And as we said also, if he mentions it at the end, he needs to have the intention when he starts mentioning the blasphemous statement that after finishing it, he is going to mention the quoting article. في هذه الحال لا يكفر. In this case, one does not blaspheme. الحالة الخامسة حالة كون الشخص متأولا باجتهاده في فهم الشرع. The fifth exception is when one says something against the religion because he misunderstood a religious text. هذه الحال نتكلم عنها إن شاء الله في الحصة القادمة. Let's talk about the situation in the coming session. نقف هنا الآن. Let's stop here for now. تفضلي دابية. Reporting, that is. يعني to say, someone said, such person said, some people said, some people might say, someone might say, okay, some people wrote this and this, some people believe such and such, like that. Go ahead. Yeah? Okay. Why? Yeah, the whole situation is clear that he is quoting from someone else. Just pointing. No, usually there would be other things with it, not just pointing like that. وفيكم. تفضل. عند الله لا يكفر. عند الله ليس كافرا. If someone loses his mind because of drinking alcohol, for example, in this case, in the hereafter, he is not treated as a blasphemer. In the hereafter, he is not treated as a blasphemer. أما في الدنيا فإذا كان شرب الخمر متعديا يعلم أنها خمر وشربها فسكر فتلفظ بلفظ كفري القاضي يعامله معاملة المرتد. في الدنيا طولوا بالكم. Now in this life, if one drinks alcohol while knowing that this is wine intentionally with no excuse, and he becomes drunk because of that, he loses his mind, and he says unintentionally a blasphemous statement. The Muslim judge treats him just as an apostate. But if he said it while he was unconscious, in the hereafter, he is not treated as a blasphemer. But for us, for the judge tells him, you drank the wine with no excuse, and you said this statement. You know your situation. What we know, that you said it. We need to hear a shahada from you, otherwise we will exclude the rules, the judgment, the Islamic judgment. This is how an apostate on you. This is what how they act with him. Tafaddal Ali. Ali, you can't say he's aware and he's not aware. This is a contradiction. You're a clever person. So either he's aware or he's not aware. You can't say he's aware and he's not aware at the same time of the same matter. Yeah. Allah yubarik fik. Let me tell you a story. One of the, there was a person, a famous poet, who lived in the era of ignorance. He lived for a long life, many, many years. And he was known by that. He had among the people a status because of his poetry. And in the past, when you say a poet is close nowadays to say that a person owns a famous, if he's a famous poet, like you say nowadays a person owns a famous TV station or a famous publication, a famous media outlet or the like, a magazine or a, it's like that in the past. Very influential issue. So he lived for a long time like that. Then he embraced Al-Islam. Afterwards, later, after certain years, a person told him, I want to hear something of your poetry. Tell me some of your poetry. He said, now I have something which is much better. Now I have something good instead of that to be busy with. I'm busy with reciting Al-Quran now. After he embraced Al-Islam, he said very few verses of poetry. One of them, Alhamdulillahi allam ya'tini ajali hatta iktasaytu min al-islami sirbala. Okay, one of these, a line of poetry he said, Alhamdulillahi allam ya'tini ajali hatta iktasaytu min al-islami sirbala. Which means, I thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because I didn't die before wearing, if you want to say it literally, before wearing the clothes of Islam. This is, he said this verse and few other verses also pertaining to the creed. That's That's all what he said. What I want to say, we have in our religion many, 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 many things, good things to be busy with. If we occupy ourselves by saying bad things, this will affect us. Even if we say, someone said before that, or so and so said, or the like, if you repeat these statements, they will affect you. So let's be busy with that. One time I was talking with a sheikh, a knowledgeable person, a knowledgeable scholar. So he mentioned the hadith of the Prophet. I told him, and I didn't mean, yani he knew what I meant. I told him, I feel very happy when I hear the hadith of the Prophet. When I hear so-and-so said, that so-and-so said, and so-and-so said, until the hadith, it's like hearing birds singing and water running, etc. This is how I feel, anyway. So I was, what did he answer? What did he tell me? He said, the book of Allah, Al-Quran, has a higher status. I wasn't making any comparison of that, but he didn't let it slip. He drew my attention. He wasn't accusing me, but he drew my attention to this issue. We should be busy with that, with these beneficial things. Naam, Diya. ما عم نحكي فيها حكينا فيها هاي نجي لها إن شاء الله تفضل No, this is not a compulsion. This is not an excuse for one to utter a blasphemous statement. If one tells, if a blasphemer tells a Muslim, I will kill your father, your mother, your son, your sister, or all of them, if you don't utter such blasphemous statement, then he is not permitted to utter it. If he utters this statement, he would be judged as a blasphemer. Go ahead, sister. What does that mean? I understand a part of the question. I do not understand another part. I understand that. Okay. Yeah. I need to think to understand exactly where you want to answer you. There are details about this issue. It's not a something it's not one case. Wafiki, If you want, write it in different, write the different, and you don't just say it. If you want, write the different cases exactly like they happened, or like you are imagining them. So I give you the answer, okay? Because it's not one case. It includes different cases. What you are talking about includes different, someone might say different scenarios. In that issue, there are different cases. So just, if you want, write it the ways that you are imagining it. And I'll give you the answer, inshallah. Wabikum. Don't say a movie. Just say, if someone does this, and then this appears, or does this, and then this happens, or the like. Like this, please. Yeah, go ahead. على القول بأنه يستتاب ثلاثة أيام يجب استتابته إلى ثلاثة أيام ينتظر أما القول الآخر أحتاج أن أراجع حتى أود لك الجواب طيب هذا قال أداة الحكاية لو لم يسمعوا النابغة ليس الزبياني غيره نابغة آخر الجعدي لا إكراه في الدين لا إكراه في الدين معناه أنت لا تستطيع أن تكره قلب الإنسان على أن يؤمن قد تستطيع أنت أحيانا قد يكون عندك القدرة على إكراه ظاهره يقول الشهادة مثلا بلسانه أما قلبه أنت هل تستطيع أن تكره قلبه لا تستطيع هذا معناه Did you get it, Ahmed? Ah, okay. Yeah, I noticed you are looking at. Sorry. يعني لا إكراه في الدين means you cannot force the heart of someone to believe. Sometimes you can force someone apparently to do what you want him to do. But can you force his heart to believe in what you want? You cannot. You don't control his heart. This is what it means. So it does not mean what some people imagine it means. This is what it means. You cannot force the heart of the person to believe, which is correct. You cannot. تفضل يا أبو صلاح. فيها أكثر من قول, أكثر من تفسير. تفضل صلاح الدين. سؤال اليوم تفضل بعض العلماء قال يجوز قبل نفخ الروح إسقاطه ما هو السؤال الأمس هذا من أجله تفضل Inshallah ta'ala, you will find a scholar and you'll ask him about this. Just saying it in a similar... No, this is not copy. But sometimes there might be other issues with that. Altogether, it gives the meaning of that. But just imitating the voice, just imitating the voice of another one is not copying from it. What does yani? Is he? You have a borderline. If one understands what he is saying, what one is saying, and says it intentionally, then one is accountable for it. Ofikum. Go ahead. Wa alaykum assalam. What do you mean by that? Okay. Okay. So you type the address, and what happens then? And on it, there is on the page, there is a quoting article, there is the name of the site, there is... Yes, this is a copying article. Masha Allah. Tafaddal. Nafs al-shi. نفس الحكم تفضل أنا بيّنت الأحكام كلها وأنت بتشوف أي حكم ينطبق الكلمة قلت وقلت شو قد يفهم منها الواحد وحسب معناها وكيف بتكون مكتوبة وفي أداة حكاية ولا لا أنت بتشوف أنا شو بعرفني بكل الأحوال شو كيف بتكون musical instrument if you mean the instruments that cause enchantment That is the instrument by itself causes that alone. It causes that. This is haram. It is haram to play these instruments. Yeah. As for example, duf, the drums and the like, it is not haram except one kind because playing it... Because playing it is the habit of the enormous sinners originally, but other types, they cause enchantment. It is haram to do that. Ameen. تفضلي وخذ. Is the same judgment what? تبارك الله. Also, it has details here. What do you mean it does not show? No, wait. What do you mean it does not show? No, I understood that. So what does that mean? When you say it does not show. What does that mean? Take it easy. I know what I'm talking about. You know much better about the internet than me, but still I know what I'm talking about. Take it easy. Is it there existing or not? It is. Where? So you see what I'm talking about? You need to think about it a little bit and know exactly what's your question, then you'll have the answer. Barakallahu feekum. If I'm writing on a notebook and I write here, someone said, قال أحدهم. Then I go to the next page. I do not need to write on the next page, someone said. It is still here. It is still there. But is it the same case? So you think about it. And after you think about it, I'll give you, inshallah, the answer. بارك الله أن تفضل. Let's stop here for now. الله يبارك فيكم. الله knows best. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه